John, we had Scott Harris on yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that people really wanted to know, hey, pin him down on a timeline. He is evasive in that way in that it's dependent on the core's development.
Right.
But before we get to Derek Barnes, just carve out a little bit of time with us here, guys. What do you expect this timeline to be for this team? Whether he wants to put one on it or not, what should the timeline be for the Tigers to get back into the playoffs? Realistically, how quickly can they get back in there? I mean, the Royals beat them yesterday. The Royals were a 100-loss team last season. They're in a wild card spot. I mean, is it fair to say 25's got to be a playoff season?
What did the Royals do last offseason?
Spent a little money.
And
it's been a ton, but it was strategic. They needed some pitching, and they targeted pitching, and they're much better for it. Well, the Tigers need to target hitting, and they could be much better for it.
Here's where I raise an eyebrow with what Scott Harris said, because he has this out of, well, our core isn't ready yet. And, you know, how long is he going to be able to lean on the core isn't ready yet? Because you do have some guys that have developed this year. And he did say at the beginning of that interview that you can do both. He doesn't want to block Chase Young. I understand that. He doesn't want to block some guys that could have that potential of being a part of that core and developing it. But you can't always go into every season hoping, well, we want to develop the third baseman this year, we want to develop a shortstop this year, or a center fielder, or an outfielder, whatever it is. It's at some point you've got to be able to go for it. And I think next year is the year we talk about it with the Red Wings, the increased expectations. Now, they haven't said, hey, we want to be a playoff team. That's the expectations. When you're 1 point away, to be able to get over that hump and be a playoff team, to be the first in a string of years of playoff appearances, it's the same thing with the Tigers. Up until the trade deadline and up until the All-Star break, there was a nice little run. Coming out of the All-Star break, there was a nice little run. They were getting good production with the bats. You had some arms that could go out there and win some games. Pairing those together, now it's a matter of if it's Skubal and Jackson Jobe and Montero, if he's going to be a part of it, and then Reese Olson when he comes back. Like, you have the makings of a really good pitching staff again next year, even though Jack Flaherty right now is not a part of that.
Well, they should replace him, right?
Well,
yeah.
But this is all without even talking about free agency.
Okay.
And then you talk about the bats. There are bats that have developed this year. So next year, instead of saying we want to develop these other couple of guys, you can do that along with spending a couple of dollars and bringing in some reliable bats, making the ones that have developed this year even better.
Well, they have to spend. I mean, I think they don't have to do anything. But when you look at the payroll as it sits today, without Flaherty, without Canna, without, you know, it's one of the lowest payrolls in all of baseball. I mean, it would be insulting if they don't spend some money, which is why I was a little flummoxed. Scott didn't at least say, hey, maybe not to the degree that you guys want, but yes, we are going to spend more money. Yeah. Next year should be a more competitive year because Riley Green's had his All-Star breakout. Cole Keith, I anticipate, is going to end this year in a good place, right? Kerry Carpenter, knock on wood, will be healthy going into next season. And then, yes, you do accent these guys. You can do both. The thing that we, you know, wanted to get out of Scott Harris yesterday. I want to give you a contrast. The Royals, we brought them up. Their GM came out at the end of last year where they were a 56-win team. And he said his expectation was 80 to 85 wins. He put a win total on it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a very different message than what we are getting locally, where they won 56 games and said, we want to get to 80, 85. No, hey, it's not enough to win a World Series, but it's a marker of progress that we have set for ourselves that we will share with our fan base. You can hold us to this. We're going to try. We're going to spend a little bit. And, John, I think they're going to end up between 80 and 85 wins, maybe more, and be a playoff team. It's very different when we look at the Tigers, and we don't have specifics. We don't have timelines. It's this murky when the core, how many players are in a core? Who's part of the core? When the core is solidified, then we'll spend heavily with Scott Harris's word. And I will remember that, and I hope people remember that. Heavily when the core is established.
Well, Kansas City right now, they're 12 games above 500. Yeah, they're going to end on the higher end of that 85, if not more, in regards to their win total, and they're going to be in the postseason. Right now, they're a half a game above the cut line with the Twins right there at the bottom of that cut line. So you've got two division opponents that – you know, and the Twins started out slow. They were able to come on. They got healthy a little bit. The Sox, they're going to be at the bottom for a while. It's an opportunity to be able to keep pace with Minnesota, to keep pace with the Kansas City Royals if you come out. Because it's not like Kansas City is blowing the doors off of everything. They are able to score some runs and pair that with good pitching. But that's a formula that the Tigers already have. They already have the pitching staff.
Right. So then I just would ask, why not us? Why not us? And you guys tell us, is 25 playoff? Is that a fair timeline for this team? But whether it's Scott's timeline or not, you as a fan have every right to look at this team and make your own assessments. 248-539-9797. All right, what's your Tigers timeline? You heard Harris yesterday with the, our timeline is centered around whether these young guys develop. That's not a year. I checked the calendar. What is your Tigers timeline for this baseball team? Just to see like how mismatched it may be with ownership or management or what have you. The Royals last year were a 56-win team. Their GM came out and said, I want to get to 80-85. They're in the wild card right now. They spent on pitching, which was their missing ingredient. They had some bats. The Tigers would be the inverse. Why not the Tigers? Is 2025... John,
I don't think it's too early.
That's the timeline to make the playoffs is 25. I know that sounds ridiculous given the fact that they're probably going to lose 90 games this year, but then I give you the Royals who lost 100.
And I would even say this. Is next year the year where at the trade deadline, instead of being five back or five and a half back, that they're one or two above the cut line or they're setting the cut line so that they aren't sellers and you really believe that there could be a push? And then at the end of the year, when you get to September, is that the time where they take that leap of now we're going to be in the playoffs? I simply want something like we saw with the Wings last year. When you get into March, is it possible that we can just have a team that's fighting for a playoff spot? Because there's nothing right now. 3 days ago, they were five and a half back. Now they're eight and a half. They're not going to be in a wild card race, and nobody really expected them to be. I think the expectations are next year that they should at least be in the mix for a playoff. And maybe that's giving them an out in regards to, well, maybe if they miss it by a game like the Wings did, then they can go for it the next year. I just don't want to be getting to the trade deadline and be sellers again, to have that same conversation that we've had for the past six, 7 years.
Ticket Texter says, thank God for the app. I'm so sick of talking Tigers. I'll skip ahead to something else. It's almost like we're sneaking like medicine in food. Like we have all the good lion stuff going around. Just a little Tigers, just a little bit. We know they're on the last legs in terms of relevance this season. We expect a nosedive at this point, given the rotation, given the lineup. But this is a bigger question about beyond this season, the expectations that you have for this baseball team.